Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Every year, Veterans Day provides an opportunity for Americans to come together and honor the men and women who have served in our armed forces. This Veterans Day marks a special day in our country's history, the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. Nearly 60,000 Nebraskans served in the war, and 751 lost their lives in service to our state and country. Nebraskans played a significant role in World War I. General John J. Pershing, who was a professor of military science and tactics at UNL, led the American Expeditionary Force and was later named General of the Armies of the United States in honor of his service. His bust is among the notable Nebraskans in the Hall of Fame at the Nebraska State Capitol. Another Nebraskan who played a key role in World War I was Jarvis Offutt, a pilot from Omaha who was killed in France. His memory lives on because Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska's only Air Force installation, is named in his honor. Finally, Roscoe Dusty Rhodes, the Nebraska Cornhusker football team captain who was killed in action, was the original inspiration for the name of Nebraska's football stadium, Memorial Stadium. On this Veterans Day, take time to thank the brave men and women who have served and protected the freedoms that you and I enjoy today. Thank you, veterans. We honor and salute you and ask that God bless you richly.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. For more information, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.